Welcome to PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. Today, you have your hosts, Michael Buss and Kevin Sidonio.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be talking about absolutely nothing until next week's Pokemon Presents comes out.
And that's the end of the podcast. It's done. How do I get into this now that you've done the whole intro? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's not too much to talk about this these days because, you know, Pokemon Day is coming up. But hey, this time next week, tune back in because I will not be here. No, I'm going away in 2 weeks. I will be here next week.
Where are you going in 2 weeks?
I'm going to Miami.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's sad is that I was
three Florida trips. Yeah,
I was considering actually flying up to Toronto to watch wrestling with you, but you're not going to be there because they're going to be in Toronto
on that one Miami week
in 2 weekends. Yes,
sir.
Maybe I'll go up and fly to Pierre instead.
Oh, hold on, 2 weekends. Oh yeah, I can do weekend. I'm going to be back on the Saturday.
Okay,
let's go.
It's on Wednesday.
Oh, you said weekend.
Two weekends from now.
From now, it'll be the week of the week.
Should
that
we
you're
really
going to
coordinate
join?
Our plans live on the podcast?
Yes.
Yes.
What's the worst that'll happen? People will know.
This is my flight number.
Yeah, exactly. Send your bomb threats here. Know that I'm going to be on AC2525.
AC 130 above us. Remember when we used to play COD?
No, because I didn't. That wasn't me.
You never, ever?
No, you're remembering somebody else.
No, I know. I know it wasn't. I've never played with you. I've played it a lot. I just assumed you also had a childhood.
No. Certainly not. While you were playing COD, I was playing Guitar Hero.
Oh, okay. That's just the Canadian-American differences. You had guitars, we had guns.
You think so? Oh, we had music.
Yes.
You had violence. I couldn't get into it. I couldn't get into COD. I couldn't get into like Battlefield. I tried. I tried so hard to get into Battlefield. It wasn't my thing. Same thing with like PUBG, Fortnite. I haven't played a single game of Fortnite. I respect it. I'm bad at that kind of game.
Too much building.
Yeah. Why would I want to build in my games?
I was interested in Fortnite until I saw someone good at Fortnite play Fortnite. And then I said, I'm never going to be able to do that. I'm going to stop while I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if Ninja had a low taper fade.
Mike's got the soundboard working.
The soundboard works today. Exactly. Why don't we play a quick game of Pokidoku, huh?
Yeah.
We'll get into like the tiniest bit of competitive Pokemon today, but this one's for the fans. This one's for the people who like fun, and you know what? That's a hit and miss kind of thing for us.
I guess. Okay, what was the question you asked last week? I hope it wasn't about the
it's
Pokemon
there.
Presents.
It might have been. What if it was, Kevin?
Well, then that would suck when I say, "Let us know what your predictions are going to be for the Pokemon Presents."
Oh, I see. You just
week.
Want to get ahead of the question. Okay.
Yeah.
I did ask, "What do you expect from Pokemon Day this year?" So I actually have an answer for that question when you ask it later.
Stick around and find out, everybody.
Stick around to find out what the answer to Kevin's question just now was. Kevin, what's a Dragon Water type?
We got a lot of options here.
We got
Kingdra,
a lot of options.
We got Palkia. We got Dracovish.
I know that there's at least one more. There must be.
Water Dragon. Did we get a new one this? Tatsugiri.
Tatsugiri. That's it. Yeah, that's
true. Can I pick different forms of Tatsugiri?
Probably.
Oh, you can.
Okay, so if we go Tatsugiri, you're going to go?
Stretchy.
I'm going to go Droopy.
You sure? Sure.
I'm sure.
7.8, that's a good one.
4.9, that's better.
Oh, yours is better. Everyone forgot about Tatsu? It just came out.
Pokidoku is an X and Y axis of types or lands or types of evolution, and you need to intersect them and select a Pokemon that is within that intersection. If you get all 9 of them, you get to know how unique your choices are.
Mike explained that so much better than I could.
I don't know how I did it, and I don't think I'll ever be able to do it again. What's a psychic dragon?
I don't think any exist, right?
There's got to be one. There has to be.
Okay, you think of one.
I'm trying, but all I can think about is, yeah.
What the heck is there?
Latios
Latias, adored.
Yeah, right, that's true.
Wait, what about Naganadel? Not Naganadel, Necrozma Godwings, or whatever it's called. Ultra?
Oh, Necrozma Godwings.
I don't know.
Necrozma Godwings Ultra. And
Ultra Instinct
Necrozma 3 and God. Knuckles.
I'm going to do Necrozma Ultra.
I don't think that's a... It can't be, right?
Let me check.
I don't think that's a dragon. Necrozma Ultra. I believe it's just... Oh, it is Psychic Dragon. Whoa. Oh,
okay. Select. Sure.
Yeah, I'm going with that one too. I firmly believe.
20.7.
Really?
I'm sure everyone else said Latias and Latios, right?
It must be. Yeah, right? Like it's like 40% Latias, 40% Latios, and 20% Necrozma Ultra.
Yeah.
All right. What's a Sinnoh dragon?
Everyone's going to say Garchomp. I'm not choosing Garchomp.
I mean, you can go Gible.
Could, but that's whack. Is there no other one?
Who's to say? I mean, truly, who's to say? There's got to be someone else, right? There's Garchomp. Gible. There's Gabite.
And there's Get Out of Here.
And so there's Get Out of Here. What about like the legendaries? Weren't any of the legendaries dragon?
Wait, yeah, both of them.
Yeah, Dialga and Palkia, right?
All Giratina. Three of them, actually.
Darker.
Do people choose that one or they choose Gabite? I'm going Gabite.
Yeah. There's no Arceus dragon.
Oh no.
No.
Gabite is 20, so think twice before you choose Gabite. Maybe I'm wrong here.
I think you're still correct.
Hey, wait, is Gible even a dragon? Or is it ground rock?
It's gotta be, right?
No, it's a dragon. I'm thinking about Larvitar. Never mind.
Yeah, that's Larvitar. Is Larvitar a dragon?
No.
No, Gible's dragon ground, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Larvitar is... Yeah, that's rock ground. It doesn't get dragon until later on.
Doesn't get dragon ever.
What
type of do you think Tyranitar is?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I forgot what it evolved into. You're right. Gible's 15.8.
Okay,
people think of Gabite before they think of Gible?
I guess so.
That's weird.
What if Garchomp was the smallest percentage?
Gible, 15%. Gabite, 20%. Garchomp, 3%. All right. What's a ground water?
Okay, I think of the slug. I could think of Swampert.
Quagsire,
yeah.
But what's one that's less common than Quagsire?
I'm going to say Gastrodon.
Gastrodon? Yeah, maybe.
Wait, is Shellos water? Yeah, right? Water ground?
Probably.
Shellos have that flavor already?
No, Shellos is just water.
Okay, thanks for saving me.
No worries.
All right, I'm doing Gastro.
There's 10. Wasn't there...
Gastro's 10. That's pretty good.
Okay.
What about Marsh Stomp? What's Marsh Stomp situation?
I mean, that is water ground.
Marsh Stomp is water ground?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think I'm going to go with it. Yeah, because I think Wooper Quagsire is like the first thing people think of.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 7.1 for Marsh Stomp.
Oh, that's better than Gastro. Good job.
That's pretty good. All right, Psychic Ground. Psychic Ground. What's a psychic Pokemon that doesn't care for electricity? I'm thinking like, I'm trying to think of like a psychic sandcastle.
No,
that isn't a ghosty.
That's called Sandgeist or Palossand.
Yeah, right. Right.
Oh. There's Claydol, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Is that the only one? So I could think of.
Is there a straight up legendary mythical that's psychic ground that we're forgetting again?
Nah.
No. No, it's got to be Claydol and only Claydol.
It's just Claydol. If it's 100%, we'll know.
And Baltoy is Baltoy is Grand Psychic as well. Maybe I'll go with Baltoy.
Oh, okay. So go with Baltoy because Claydol is 58. So Baltoy is probably the remainder.
It is. It's 41.6.
Yeah, it's the remainder. There's only two, guys.
There's only ever two.
We got there.
What's a Sinnoh ground Pokemon?
Garchomp.
Dude. Well, okay, so we could do that. You went with Gabite for Dragon Sinnoh,
yeah,
right?
I don't want to do it again.
So we can just switch.
Another one.
We can just switch.
There has to be another one, Mike.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Ground? Bye. There has to be. Okay, what about the extra evolution? Oh, Rhyperior?
Rhyperior, sure.
I'm going to do Rhyperior.
Okay. And then I...
Oh, Rhyperior is a 5.1.
I think I might do Shellos now. No, Shellos is just water. We figured
you could
this
do
out.
Gastro, yeah.
I could Gastro do
Gastro. Probably no one remembers, yeah. Because they used it for the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can get less than a 5.1, I'll be impressed.
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go Hippopotas.
Hippopotas.
Hippopotas. Select. Sure. 16.5. Not bad. Was yours better?
5.1 on
Rhyperior. 5.1 for what? For Rhyperior. Wow, you were right. Okay. What is a mega evolved water type?
Swampert is one.
Yeah, I kind of want to say Swampert because I'm looking at Marsh Stomp right above it.
Is there another one?
Gyarados.
There has to be. Yeah, Gyarados.
Yeah, there's Mega Gyarados. There's...
Is there one that turns into a water? No, right?
No.
Is there another starter? Or they only had... Oh, Blastoise. There's Blastoise.
Sure, sure.
I'm going to do Mega Blastoise. Don't know why.
Ooh, this system is pretty smart. Because you can't just type in Mega and have it come up with all of the Megas. Okay. Well, I'll go with Gyarados. 17.9.
Yeah, yours was better.
Okay.
I was 27.9 on Blastoise.
Ah, that's okay. What's a Mega Evolved Psychic type? I don't want to say Megaladios and Megaladios.
Well, there's actually a lot. Yeah, you just... Yeah. Just Mewtwo, Mewtwo, Latias, Latios.
Alakazam.
Yeah, Five Spoons.
Five Spoons. Mm-hmm.
There's Medicham. I think
it might be one.
I want to do Medicham.
Six, that's true. Medicham is probably the one, actually. Yeah, I'm going to do Mega Medicham.
Ooh, that was a good one.
13.2. Yeah, it is. 13.2. That's beautiful. And then a Mega Evolved Sinnoh Pokemon.
Bombasnow?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a Garchomp really
now,
good
again.
One. Yeah, but I think people think of Mega Garchomp.
Ooh, yeah, that was a good one.
14.2. Okay, not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what was your unique ID?
My unique ID was 152.
Ah, you beat me. I'm 178.
Okay.
GG.
Most unique was 109, which just means that you need to, you know, come up with some most unique stuff. The least common would be Tatsugiri,
regular,
which
flavor
we've also picked. Yeah, I think all of them 4.9.
No, because mine was a stretchy 7.8. So Tatsugiri,
really?
Actually,
wow,
less. Yeah.
So droopy and regular Tatsugiri are the same. It's wild. Okay, there's Latios Mega at 17.3, less common than Necrozma Ultra. Wow.
Yeah.
I was mega. Yeah. So sure that Necrozma Ultra wasn't a dragon. So that's wild. Okay. Garchomp Mega is
ironically Garchomp
dragon.
Was 5%, while Gabite was 20.4.
Yeah. Because nobody thought about Garchomp Mega, though. I'm
if
sure Garchomp
this,
would be like most common.
Out of the nine squares, seven of them are megas for least common, which is nuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
But for most common, a lot of them are also megas. Four of them are megas. Which is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Garchomp Mega was for Sinnoh Dragon and for Sinnoh Ground, the least common answer, which is weird because like it's all there. But I guess, you know what? Oh, that's something smart is when the Pokemon are in two spots, that means the answers are divided.
Oh, so there is a higher likelihood that they won't be in both.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Because
you can't choose more than one.
That's right. Baltoy is the most popular or least popular answer for Psychic and Ground. Go me.
So you got that one, yeah.
Mega Swampert was 0.1% less common than Marsh Stomp at 7. Mega Slowbro is less common than Mega
Wow.
Gyarados. Yeah. That's like, what, the 6th, 7th, 8th Mega Water type?
Psychic Mega Metagross, I forgot, too.
Mega Metagross, yeah. Forgot that one.
We got Abomasnow, though.
3.1? Hey. For Mega Metagross?
Everyone forgot it existed.
Oh my gosh.
It's a Metagross that just went from this to this. It floats.
It lifted up its arms and kept the other ones down. Yeah. And then Mega Abomasnow. That's good. We got that. Okay. Well, hey. That's fun. Pokedoku's fun. I highly recommend people to go and play Pokedoku. I don't know how well that translates on a podcast, but you know what? We're playing it.
Sorry, too bad.
I ask for apology, not for permission.
What do you think is the worst mid-stage evolution?
The worst mid-stage
evolution. Design-wise, what is Wooloo. Absolutely hideous? No, starter.
Wooloo's not a starter, my guy. That's Lamball. Wooloo's also not a middle question? Evolution. I know that.
Are you struggling?
No, I know. You know what? Maybe I just, maybe in my world, I believe that Wooloo is a middle evolution.
Mister, when does Larvitar turn into a dragon?
Listen. Okay, I've got, I don't know, Flaffy. Two A's, two F's.
I said starter. Why are we still on the ship?
Middle evolution starter?
We're still Sorry. On sheep.
Okay.
Wooloo, okay. Lamball, Flaffy.
Hey, in my world, everyone starts with Mareep.
What did you have for lunch today? Lamb.
Lamb ball. Ball of lamb. Least favorite middle evolution is, I don't know. You give me one.
Combusken. I don't Combusken like the way it looks.
Sucks.
I don't like it.
No, Pignite. Pignite's my guy.
Pignite's actually kind of hideous. Why are they all ugly? Well, you know which one's really cool? Mm. Florigato.
Yeah.
Big fan of Yo-Yo.
Yeah, because that one's basically just like a smaller version of the last form.
Yeah.
As are all of them, but...
Crocolore's kind of stupid looking, too.
Listen, I'll be honest. I've seen... there's this TikTok going around, and I think you've probably sent it to me or my wife sent it to me or something. I don't know. But how Ash is like just super, super strong. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where Ash is like carrying a Beedrill and this guy like goes to the gym and tries to lift the amount of weight that the Beedrill is. And it's like really hard for him and he's ripped. Pignite was the other one. Pignite weighs 122 pounds and he just like casually jumps on Ash. Like, what up? What up? Just, here you go.
How much does the Fuecoco weigh? Because in the actual game, Fuecoco jumps on your shoulder.
Oh, Fuecoco is 21 pounds.
That's pretty heavy for something That's to okay. jump on your shoulder.
No, I carry my 50-pound child on my shoulders all the time.
Okay.
That one's okay.
What about a Crocolore?
Crocolore is a different story. Crocolore weighs 67 pounds. That okay. thing, you can kind of pick it up. You can walk around with it, but like
that's a 5.
You get to the point where you're like, oh man, you're getting a little heavy. And then it becomes a, what's it called? A Skeledirge, and you ride it.
And then it died. Mm-hmm. The bird Skeledirge
is 5 feet tall. So I guess long.
The five long feet way. Long. Skeledirge the long way.
That's a very long, scary animal. That is indeed a crocodile.
It's taller than a Charizard.
Really?
Charizard's like 4'11". Charizard is tiny. It's shorter than me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
That's a cute little guy.
5'7". Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, it's 5'7" now?
Yeah.
I could have sworn it was 4'11". Oh, well.
Okay.
I don't have that much of my memory committed to Pokemon height.
That's okay. I believe in you. But Skeledirge is 719 pounds.
That's a big jump.
That's a bit of a big jump.
Wow. How heavy is that bird?
67 pounds.
And yeah, then like that's a really big jump.
It gained 600 pounds at the end of its life.
Hey, you want to know some Meowstic trivia?
I 100%. Why? Is Meowstic their Pokemon of the day?
No, it's the video I uploaded.
It's the video you uploaded. Okay. Well, after this, we're going to guess the Pokemon of the day. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. Meowstic shares several similarities with Indeedee. Both are Psychic-type Pokemon with gender differences and have different movesets and Pokedex entries depending on their gender. Male Indeedees and Meowstic are exclusive to Sword, while female Indeedees and Meowstic are exclusive to Shield. Yep.
Okay. That's good. What's the 205th Pokemon, Kevin?
I guess the Dunsparce. Not the Dunsparce. Regular.
The singular one, eh?
The Undunned Sparce.
You know what? Screw it. Undoes your Dunsparce.
The Undone. Oh my. If I play the Dunsparce video. Yeah. Or if I play a Dunsparce video, I'm just going to name it the Undunsparce.
Undunsparce. That's the baby form of Dunsparce. That's when Gen 10 comes out and all of the Pokemon get baby forms or evolutions. You're not going to make a Dunsparce. You're going to make a Dunsparce, a Dunsparce, and an Undunsparce.
And it's just its head. It's just one head.
Boing. I think it's boing. Just... I think the funniest part is just saying the whole line just out loud. You've got Undunsparce, Undunsparce, Dunsparce, and Dunsparce.
You got Pamo, Pamamo, and Pamamamo.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Pamamamo situation. Okay, what's the 205th Pokemon?
That's what I said, Dunsparce.
Oh, yeah, okay, right.
That's
right.
My guess.
That's where we are right now. I don't know where we are right now. I don't know. What was the dragon? We're not there yet.
The dragon? What was a dragon?
I don't know.
Ho-oh.
Ho-oh. No. Ho-oh, no.
Kingdra?
I'll say that it's flying. Yeah, oh, Kingdra. Let's go with Kingdra. Okay. Oh. Oh. I think we might have done 204. Now that I'm looking at this, I'm like, wait a minute.
What episode are we on?
205.
Oh, what's 204?
204 is the pre-Evo of this Pokemon.
Oh. If only we remembered what the last
Yeah, I know, right? you gave me an O like you remembered.
Yeah, I remembered that we did it now that you said that we did it.
Oh, okay, fair.
This means that we're wrong, though.
Yeah, it's a two-stage evolution. Or rather, a one-stage evolution. It has a pre-Evo, and the second one is the last.
Is it Lydian?
No, it is not. But we did think it was because I gave that it was a bug type.
Oh, so this is Fortress.
There it is. Yeah, you got it.
We got there.
Yeah.
So it's not Undone Sparse, unfortunately.
No. No.
Unfort Sparse.
Undone's your done sparse.
I'm going to put a Dunsparce in the thumbnail now. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. I know. Sometimes I look at the thumbnails that you've chosen because of the way that our conversation has went. And I'm like, oh, he went for the funny one. I can't remember specifically which one. Now I'm looking at them to try and figure it out. But, oh, yeah, the Amoongus one.
Oh, that was
we talked about Amoongus a lot, so you put Amoongus on all of our faces.
Physical Amoongus. Hey, you all got right. 12 facts about Fortress.
Give me two. I can't handle more than two. My body can't.
Okay.
Two of your best, and then we'll get into the answer from your question.
Oh, that's right. We had a question. Okay.
Physical.
Fortress's crystal still sprite is different from that of Gold and Silver, making it one of the few Pokemon that have three distinctly different sprites in Generation 2.
Oh, okay. Good. Now, you know what? Good for him. Justice for Fortress. All right, give me another.
Fortress is the first original steel type Pokemon in the national decks, as Magnemite and its evolution were not steel types in Generation 1. I feel like I've said that before.
Yes, you have.
In Pokemon Ranger, Guardian Signs, its Poke Assist is shown to be steel in the capture screen, but turns out to be normal after the capture. That's called poor coding.
Oops. That's called false advertising. I bought that game because I expected my fortress to be steel.
How could you?
But sued. When I caught it, it was normal.
If you don't mind, I got a match to get ready for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, last week, I ruined Kevin's question this week by asking, what do you expect from Pokemon Day this year? And before I read any of the answers, I do want to make a guess that we're going to see a lot of black and white. We're going to see a lot of gold and silver with the word remakes attached to them somewhere. Gold remake, silver. Gold remake, white. Black remake, silver. Just right in the middle.
I like it. Did you see that the Latin America Pokemon YouTube channel accidentally put in the game for the direct as gold and silver?
I did see that.
You know that was an accident? That had to be an accident.
Somebody in charge of the Latin channel was like, I'm going to do these guys a solid. These guys, the true fans, they're going to know. Or it's the biggest troll that we've ever seen.
I legitimately think that the most obvious thing that will come out of this direct, maybe not the only thing, because I think sources say it's like a 20-minute direct or something.
Okay.
So they can't just talk about one thing. I mean, we already know how this is going to go. It's going to be the first 15 minutes are going to be Pokemon Cafe Remix, Pokemon Master ZX, Pokemon other things that I don't play. But the end is going to be all the new stuff, game news.
Right.
They're definitely going to just have a black two, white two, or no, maybe just a black white remake from Ilka. Because
I would agree. Yeah, probably.
Not to say that Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl were the best games around, but they made money.
Sure.
So they're going to rebrand it and they're going to push it out.
I don't mind them trying again. I don't think that Ilka did a bad job. I think they should look at what the general reception was for Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl and do something, you know, a little bit extra this time around.
Yeah, I think the biggest complaint,
I think, is like black to white too, I think, or black and white is a very like revered game in a lot of people's hearts. A lot of people, this was their first. A lot of people, you know, this was designed to be a reboot.
Yeah.
So I think they have a chance to like really go hard and do a better job. Maybe they'll do a black plus black two, white plus white two kind of thing. You know, who knows?
Hopefully.
But money, so probably not. But we'll see. All right. What did you expect from, do you expect from Pokemon Day this year? Mr. Curtastic says, a true online MMORPG Pokemon game that we could travel between regions and allow us to ride, battle, and catch all Pokemon with complete customization.
Well, just like his teams, Curtastic was cooking.
He was cooking. And then right after that, he puts in quotes, LLJK BDSP2, give us $120 TPCI, probably.
Okay, now me and Curtastic on the same wavelength here.
Yeah.
And you know what's sad, Mikey? I will buy them both.
Sure. I do find BDSP2 to be very funny, though. Yeah, you remember Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl? We're making another one. We're just doing it again. And it's actually just the same game. Josh says, it won't happen, but I hope Whismur gets the Screamtail treatment so I can finally win with my favorites. However, Kevin is also correct that we should be done with Paradox Mons. Yeah, I agree with that. Maybe I said it. I feel like that was something that
wasn't me. That was Mike. Yeah.
And that's okay. You know what? If I'm being called Kevin right now, hey, hi. I do kind of wish that Whismur got like became the Screamtail.
Yeah, why did they choose Jigglypuff?
Because it's Jigglypuff.
Yeah, it got Gen 1 attention. Yeah.
It got Gen 1 attention. But then, like, Fluttermane, like, who cares about Mischievous?
You know what's a sad fact?
What is a sad fact?
That Oras might be the best, the last best remake that we've had. Because if they're just going to remake games one-to-one on a side with Ilka now, I don't know, man. I love the fact that Oras, you got introduced to the new mechanic in Oras, right?
Yeah.
Like, imagine me playing Black 2, White 2 with Terrastalization. Like, that would actually be a cool thing.
Yeah.
Like, Oras was the last of its kind, which is so sad in my heart. Because I didn't enjoy it that much.
Wait, you didn't enjoy Oras that much?
I ran through it. I was a content creator at the time, so I just... And this is like a time where it was a lot less accessible to get Pokemon. So it's like I legitimately rushed that game in one night.
That's fair. It's, I don't know. I thought that Oras was exciting.
You probably played a lot slower than I did.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. We weren't Pokesportsing it up at the time. You were just X-Rayzovationing it. And I was singing on top of battles.
Magma Storm. Yeah.
X and Y was the real place where I did that. Kelvin says, expecting mild disappointment. hoping for a Legends game announcement. We didn't mention that one today, but yeah.
That's Legends Celebi would be cool, but I honestly don't know if that's coming.
I wouldn't be surprised if they pushed that by like another year.
How well did PLA do?
Legends, really well.
Arceus sales. 14.8 million copies. Okay.
And how does that compare to, like, I don't know, what should we compare it to? Versus Scarlet and Violet, I guess?
BDSP, I guess? I don't know.
BDSP, sure. Scarlet and Violet sold 22.1 million. If I say, like, Let's Go Pikachu, it's pretty on par with Let's Go Pikachu.
Okay. It sold, believe it or not, less than Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl, which is...
BDSP sold more?
15.06 million, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee did 13.97. So like,
I wouldn't mind a Let's Go game. Honestly, Let's Go games are a breath of fresh air. They're a game that I could just play when I want to and not think too hard.
Yeah.
I can play whatever I want, just feed them a bunch of candies, and eventually they'll become OP. I don't have a problem with that.
I'm kind of with you. Like, I don't think that we should say no to those games. If they're making them, I'll play it.
That's and if fine. They give me a way to use this with it, so I don't feel like I don't use this anymore, I'd be really happy with that.
We were so excited when we got our Pokeball Go Plus Plus.
Ah, this is a lot.
Plus
this is
three, 50, Super Turbo, $50.
And Knuckles.
And Knuckles. AJ says another DLC for Scarlet and Violet. Ooh, also the Typhlosion was a Johto flavor with choice specs. I guess that was from last time.
Yes, because his friend got far with a Typhlosion at a regional, and I asked what flavor was it.
right. DLC. Mm-hmm.
I can see them doing that.
I wouldn't hate if we got it. I don't think we're going to get it. Because, again, I am very much of the camp where, like, I think they're done with that game.
Yeah, they're probably working on the next game already. They've been working on the next game already.
I think what will end up happening is they're going to leave the life cycle of Scarlet and Violet to the competitive people. Just let them, you know, play with their progressively more OP Pokemon until you get your legends in there, legendaries. And then in the meantime, they're going to release some smaller things like, you know, Let's Go's or Ilka game or Legends before, you know, inevitably another year or two from now when Switch 2 is out and, you know, everybody is like, oh, what's the Pokemon game going to be? And then they release, you know,
the Showdown ladder on the Switch.
Yeah, right. Crimson and whatever the other will be.
Crimson and Bimson.
Crimson and Navy.
Oh.
It's red nice and one. Blue, just like enhanced.
I would like an object one. It's cool that they went back to colors, but I think it's time for an object one. Like we had X and Y, we had Sun and Moon, we had Sword and Shield, three objects, I guess.
X and Y?
They're chromosomes.
Fair enough.
And then they went back to colors. I'd be down for another object. What object would we do? Doors and floors.
Can of Canada Dry and spray bottle.
Oh, yes. The Schweppes in Canada Dry game. Sprite
Pokemon
and Coke.
Schweppes and Pokemon Canada
Coke and
Dry.
Pepsi.
Pokemon Coke and Pepsi. Why has nobody been calling it that? We've had red and blue for 30 years.
It's Pokemon Coke and Pepsi sponsored by Canada Dry. Like, wow. Whoa, wait.
Wow. What if we like started using rivals, right? Like Pokemon Digimon and like Pokemon Monster Rancher. Mewtwo and Altaria says a collaboration with Monster Hunter. I would love to see loads of monsters in Monster Hunter become Pokemon and modeled in Pokemon style. P.S. Eternatus is a nuclear power dragon, good only if well controlled. Yeah, that's fair. So the big giant hand, that's a nuclear power dragon.
Okay, so what Mewtwo and Altaria is asking for is Power World.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to say it. The Rave Train says, I'm hoping a Gen 5 Legends, as there's so many more Pokemon that can be explored more, especially the mythicals. Let the remakes bake in the oven for another year. Also, Let's Go Johto. Yeah, there, like, that's it.
It's been so long since Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, isn't it crazy to think that that was 2017? That was just like,
Yeah. I remember thinking that that was like, you know, the next generation of Pokemon, like that's where things are going to like really take a turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came out and everyone thought that for like 3 days and then they're like, oh, I'm done. Well, okay.
I feel like you and me had very different experiences with Let's Go Pikachu.
Really?
Because I actually Let's played that on my old channel. Sure. And went through the whole game and took my actual time with it. I enjoyed it. I don't know. I actually shiny hunted in that game.
Really?
Yeah, because it was so easy. You just had to float. You just had to float and do something else. And eventually they just despawn and respawn.
Oh, wow.
It was the most mindless shiny hunting thing that you can do.
That must have been beautiful for streams. Yeah. You just kind of like let it go and, you know, chat with the audience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aiden says, reveal of Gen 10 due for release next year for their 30th anniversary in Japan. Oh, really? Are we on 30 already? I did just say 30 years. In Japan, plus Legends game for release this year. We may get a new set of DLC to tide us over for next year for mainline games. Yeah, I mean, something will be there to tide us over. I personally don't think it'll be DLC, but I am happy to be wrong on that.
It's not Gen 10 yet. Gen 10 is most likely next year, right?
Right.
The year before is when Gen 10 will get announced, or at least they'll show the starters like they did with...
Scarlet They'll start Violet. Talking about that on Pokemon Day next year so that they can have something out by November or December.
What was talked about Pokemon Day 2020? I guess that's not a good example because the world was ending. But
yeah. That was like right before they sent everyone home.
They told everybody go home.
Yeah. I don't remember what they revealed on specific Pokemon Days.
Hmm.
But I wonder if Pepperidge Farm remembers. Let's see.
With their new loaded bread. Oh, that's a Preach reference. I'm sorry, everybody.
What was revealed on every Pokemon Day? Everything announced at the Pokemon Day 2023 live stream. That's not what I want to know.
I think it's the 2021. It's not the 2021. It's the 2021 one.
Well, let's see. Pokemon Day 2021. Okay. They gave the 1.5 year anniversary of Pokemon Masters, Pokemon 25 music, Pokemon Sword and Shield, max raid event for P. Pokemon distribution, they gave away a Pikachu, P. Masters EX login bonus, they gave away a Pikachu, P. Pokemon Cafe mix login bonus. You got 2,500 golden acorns. Kanto celebration event in Pokemon Go. Pokemon shirts in Hoenn. They didn't get. Oh, that was the Post Malone virtual concert. That's why you remember it so well.
I'm gonna say what Mike is thinking right now. You ready?
Yeah.
This Pokemon Day sucked.
Yeah.
So I think we should dampen our expectations a little bit. This one kind of sucked.
Uh-oh. I mean,
they just gave away Pikachus. Yes.
They gave away a lot of big Pikachus. But
it didn't even announce new games.
Music was kind of fun. The lack of games was very sad.
But again, the world stopped, so.
Right. In BDSP, one of the Johto gym leaders appeared before Victory Road, says A Geekson. Oh. Alex used Splash, says hopefully they'll announce where Mike is.
Yeah.
There, the crowd.
Alex U Splash is gonna love that you played a lot of LA Knight there because he is an indie wrestler. So,
well, there you go.
Have you seen his wrestling clips?
Yes, he
fights in a flamingo tube.
I have seen that. That's amazing. Oh wow, Alex U Splash, you guys, you're great. Okay, great. Well, I am going to stop that there. What else we got? You want to talk about the rental ID thing?
Hey, right, the witch hunt continues.
It's competitive time, baby. It's time to finally start the podcast. We have made it. Yes. Also, there are no events this week. Like, there's no regionals this week. We've talked about them all, and there's no more. They're done. Probably forever.
Forever.
Oops. Oh, you ruined it for yourselves with your bringing gen Pokemons. And so what they did is they cracked the whip.
I'm not gonna lie, a big reason why I like decided not to go to Orlando is because of that. So it's like at this point in time, like I don't know what's actually a Pokemon in my box anymore.
I mean, that's so very fair.
I would have to redo the team. And I'm just like, I don't know if I have time for that now. I have a lot of time. I'm gonna try to get ready for New Orleans.
Yeah.
Cause I don't want to fly somewhere, spend like $1,000 on lounging, on food, on flight, and then just get disqualified. It doesn't sound like fun to me.
Mm. Now, I will say that a couple weeks back when we were talking about the person who said that they kind of got disqualified for no reason, I did get a couple of very reputable people reaching out and being like, hey, you know, it's actually a pretty good system what they've got. It just sounds bad because they haven't been able to like really explain it. And also they shouldn't really be explaining it because then you're just kind of telling people how to circumvent the process. But the stuff that they've got there works, and it does catch the bad stuff. The problem is that with the way that the game has been created with trading and wonder trading and stuff going in your box and stuff going in your team, if you're not like redoing your own Pokemon, like you're saying, and like, you know, you can't trust other people's games anymore.
Yeah, you can't even. Okay, so for instance, say you have Violet, you can't even be like, hey, I need a Gouging Fire for my team. Mike, can you send me a Gouging Fire? Because, you know, no, not to say Mike's untrustworthy, but like, can you really trust your friends?
I don't know how I got it. It just appeared there, man. Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's tough. I don't know if it's worth like not going to something, but like if you have another reason to not go to that one, it's like, yeah, okay, I can see.
I legitimately don't have
a little bit more weight.
The thing is, like, Orlando's only a couple weeks away, which is a problem. Right. I don't know. I feel like waiting until New Orleans, and like I actually have time. If I'm gonna sit there and make a team from scratch, I actually have time to do that. So
yeah. That's the other thing too, is just like for us right now with all that's going on in our lives, like we have enough bandwidth to like keep up with Pokemon, but not necessarily to like innovate the teams and practice a ton.
You and I don't actually play the game. We play rental codes of people that play the game. Yes. I can't remember the last time I moved from my location in the game.
Correct. Yeah. So, I mean, even for me right now, even if I wasn't going on vacation the week that Orlando was happening in the same state, I would have still been like, yeah, okay, I'll go, but I'll spectate. Like, I still want to go. I still want to support these things. I still want to be there and watch the people win and like do really well. And I want to see what they do to get there. But I feel like, the hardcore practice just isn't there for me right now. So yeah,
you know what I want?
NAIC, I'm going to be watching.
I want someone to win with 5 Mons because one of their Mons was disqualified. I want that to be a regional champion, because then maybe that's when people will be like, oh, maybe this is a problem.
Right.
When someone wins with 5 Pokemon because one of them, or even just 4 because 2 of them got disqualified.
Yeah. You're going to need a lot of good things to happen.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Someone's going to go up there on the main stage on stream with 5 Pokemon and have won like day 1 and day 2 like that. That's wild. Yeah.
It's not impossible.
Mm-hmm. So the update with competitive Pokemon right now is that it's been announced that starting with the Utrecht championships next month, which was said the last Wednesday on Serebii, all players entering the video game championships will be required to submit a rental team ID alongside their teams when they come to finalize their teams before the start of the competition.
There's a way this can be great or horrible.
Yeah.
But I'll let you go.
Well, I'll just give an overview here. Is for people who don't know, haven't been to a competition yet, what you have to do when signing up your teams is write down every single team name, ability, mm-hmm. item, all of their stats, the numbers attributed to their stats, all of their moves. And if those moves aren't correct, if those stats aren't correct and they check you for it, if that turns out to be the case, then that Pokemon will either be removed or you'll get a warning or you'll get a loss. Like, there's this myriad of stuff that'll happen depending on how severe it is. So now they're saying you need to now make a rental code, a rental team ID, send in that 6-digit code, and have them take a look at it as well, just so that they have that there as like a concrete, you know, this is what these Pokemon are in game kind mm-hmm. of thing.
So there's a way that this can go great. And I do like this because for those of you that don't know, in Generation 8, when you entered a competition, they would actually physically lock your box and you wouldn't be able to change your team for the remainder of that tournament. This time around, they don't do that because the game can't do that. So in theory, you could have 3 different battle teams with all of the same Pokemon, same moves, but different stats, and then use them depending on the situation. Say that you look at your opponent's team sheet and you're like, oh, they got a lot of physical Pokemon. Let me go in with my 252 physical defense mons instead of not a single thing in special defense. In theory, you can do that. Whether people are actually doing that is, I don't know. But with this rental code thing, now you can't do that, essentially.
Right. Right.
But if they find if they can do this to tell us what is legal before the event, that would save us a lot of darn time. It depends on, I guess, how early it's going to be. Just be like, okay, how fast can we import all of these rental IDs into the system? But if they're just going to use that as, okay, these people made day 2, we already have the rental IDs, let's check now. It doesn't really make a difference for us.
Yeah. So, I mean, I never actually thought about that, about how shady some things could be with mm-hmm. with different EVs and different IVs and stuff. This would be a problem pretty much in the upper group of people, like the people who would be making day 2 like normally, just because they're really good at the game anyway.
You probably wouldn't get away with this day 2, but you can get away with this day 1 because not that many people check your battle boxes.
That's
at
fair.
All day 1.
That is fair. Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, the people who you would need somebody who like really knows their stats in the back end mm-hmm. looking at that. Because like on day 2, right, if people go in, they're playing against each other. If there's somebody who has like enough of a network of information who knows what kind of team their opponent is going to be playing before they actually play them, because you don't know. Like half the time you don't know. But if you have a good enough network and you learn what kind of teams they're playing, then, you know, you can adjust it accordingly, set them up there. And then what's the person on the other side going to do? What are they going to be like? No, hey, this Reuniclus lived this hit. Go and check their thing because they don't know the stats.
They don't know your stats. Yeah. They just know that the moves are the same. That's all they care about. I doubt this is a problem.
How often does that happen? Yeah, it might not even be a problem. This might be full on conspiracy nothing, but still.
Why? You totally hit the wrong button, didn't you?
No, I hit the exact right button.
Oh. Yeah.
And everybody loved it. So yeah, that's what's going on in the VGC world these days. Yeah, I mean, hey, go and have some fun with the Global Challenge 2. See how that goes. Signups are still open. And by this time next week, we will be ready to play it over the weekend.
Neat.
I think that's a podcast.
And these. Yes. That feels like a podcast.
That feels like a podcast. Folks, if you want to go and see some super fun stuff this week, there's this Mighty Enna video that's going to be coming out eventually. And oh boy, it's a fun one.
Yeah. It's accidentally been Psy Spam month for me. I don't know how this happened. There was a couple of funny comments talking about Psy Spam.
Yeah.
It's like, Mom, get my cereal. It's time to watch another Psy Spam video. Or something like that along those lines.
Get my cereal.
Someone said, I love how you find a way to not clickbait your titles and be ambiguous and funny, quote unquote. This was the title of the video. Yeah. Meowstic certainly is a way to play Psy Spam in VGC. Certainly is a way.
I really like how you've been titling them recently, because it's just like, Granbull's cool in VGC, I guess.
Honey, wake up. It's time for your daily Psy Spam. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear. Anyway, so go and check if the most recent video is a Psy Spam video.
It might be.
Have fun. Yeah. You can do that over at youtube.com/pokesports.
The person that usually comments, this is a certified hood classic, commented, this is a certified Psy Spam classic.
So it's just same name.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's great. I would like to imagine that person goes from video to video and says, like, this is a certified this video's topic classic. Like, I watched a video on, like, I don't know, cleaning bees out of a gutter. And the guy goes in there and is like, this is a certified bee classic.
Bee classic. Meowstic is a certified way to play Psy Spam in VGC. Yeah.
Certainly is. All right. Cool. Well, that's a podcast. I hope you guys enjoy your week, and we will see you in the next one where Pokemon Day happens.
Yeah. 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 Can't wait.
Yeah. 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 That's enough. Bye-bye.